listening to We Watch Bad Movies with John and Alex. Episode 1, Jack Frost. Hell no place to go. Hell no place to go. Darling, hell no place to go. Hello and welcome to We Watch Bad Movies with John and Alex. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we watch bad movies. It's pretty self-explanatory right in the title.
Yeah, you can watch along with us or you don't have to.
You could just listen to us commenting on something that you won't be able to see or hear.
It'd be really boring that way, but you can do it. It's
your prerogative. We're not going to stop you. This is America. Actually, this is Canada, but the rules still apply. We're aware that there are a ton of different podcasts about watching bad movies, but only recently we actually had the idea to do this a couple months ago, and we had no idea that there were so many.
Yes. This is a great idea. I thought we had a very original idea, but it turns out it's not that original.
No, it turns out we're just fucking hacks. So basically, you can follow or listen to all of those podcasts. We're not trying to make any money. We're not trying to become super famous.
No, we're not trying to become, I don't know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson or anything. I don't know why I just made a Dwayne The Rock Johnson reference.
It's funny that that's your standard of success. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is your standard of success.
Hey, I like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, okay?
He's a pretty sweet guy, from everything I hear. Anyway, so we will have the link to the movie that we're watching, which is Jack Frost, the 1998 masterpiece.
Oh yeah,
starring Michael Keaton.
Who's up for Best Picture that year? Best Picture?
No, it totally fucking wasn't. This was a fucking hack job, or should I say, a snow job?
Oh, that was good.
fuck, we're stupid. Okay, so the link to the YouTube video. Somebody has loaded this onto YouTube. God bless fucking YouTube pirates. But somebody has put this whole movie up on YouTube, and so we will have the link to that in the show description so you can follow along.
And thanks, YouTube, for not taking it down. You're the best.
All right, so without much further ado, we will get to the film. So if you're following along at home, please press play in three, two, one. Oh, Warner Home Video, bringing us classics for decades.
I'm so excited for this.
Just wait for this. I kind of saw a few seconds in while I was prepping for the show this morning. Just wait. Oh, shit. They've slutted themselves up with animated snow.
75. It's almost like 110 years now.
It must be.
Wow.
Warner no, not Brothers. 110, but almost 100, because this is 98. It's been 17 years since then.
I guess almost 100.
All right, so I could hear Michael Keaton screaming at people. Oh, blue, because Christmas is blue now. No, it's because he's in a blues band.
Oh, wow. No way. Is he really?
Yeah, just wait.
Oh, no.
Just shredding that harmonica.
He's the Jack Frost band.
Yeah, it is that bad. I think I'm most disappointed with Henry Rollins because he was actually like a pretty badass punk guy.
Was he?
Yeah, he was in Black Flag. Yeah, and now he's doing Jack Frost.
That's bad.
It is. And he's singing a blues version of Frosty the Snowman right now. He's very sweaty. He's a very, very
sweaty
man.
He wasn't sweaty like 3 seconds ago.
It's all that harmonica.
Hey, you gotta hear this. Just a direct ripoff of Back to the Future.
Check out this very generic blues band. Oh, and he just kissed his sweet piano player. And he's jizzing all over him with his water. We have to sign him.
I've heard them play one song. We have to sign them based off of this one.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly how the music industry works.
And they've got a violin player. That I can respect, but I don't hear any violin. Where is the violin?
I heard a little bit. Not a terrible amount. Oh, yeah. They all lean up against each other. You can tell he's a seasoned rock star.
Oh, yeah. Are these, like, all 40-year-old people?
Pretty much, yeah. I think at this point they're just doing it for funsies.
Does anybody get signed when they're 40?
No. No, very not unless you're Susan Boyle. I love how they blew their entire budget on the credits.
just on the credits. We need a lot of snow in every single credit.
Denver, Colorado. Moose plows.
70s and 90s. Yes!
They just skipped the 80s entirely.
And 60s. They're like, no 80s, no 60s. You mean like...
We don't like even decades.
We're only about odd numbers.
So they're really pushing the small town vibe here.
Oh, yeah.
Look at how snowy and wintry this place is.
There's a lot of trees everywhere.
Good lord.
I find every 90s movie has the same kind of, like,
inspiration. Score. Yeah, yeah. That, like, booming, like, get ready for this lighthearted family adventure. He's a kid in a turtleneck. He's not popular.
He's not. Everybody wore turtlenecks back then.
He's gonna die in there. This is.
Oh no! This is like flashbacks to Nom here.
His name is literally Charlie. They've devised mass weapons of mass snowball.
Are there any teachers around? There's no supervision?
No, it's after school. They don't give a fuck about the kids anymore.
You're dead to us.
Oh, that kid's pissing his pants.
You little wieners.
Oh, man, that was bad CGI. That's what movies used to look like, everybody. What are you? You're bait.
You're bait. They're gonna hate you, buddy. That's what happens. Did that dinosaur just make noise?
Yep. Inexplicably. Oh, God.
So if they're all so not afraid of the snowballs, why are they treating it like it's a battle? Why does he have goggles on?
There's always that, like, in 90s movies, there's always that one kid who's just, like, supposed to be super cool, but is just a total dick. Looks like Aaron Carter.
His hair looks like it's from anime. Oh. Brain freeze. Oh! Boom!
And he defeated the bully.
That
and
was
the bully,
awesome.
The bully was ruthlessly mocked. I can't talk, apparently. It's because his dad plays blues. Yeah. He's just so cool.
That would make anyone cool. I'm loving the blue. It's actually good music.
It's all right.
It's all right. Like, that's good. That's a good voice. That's obviously not Michael Keaton.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They got somebody who sounded just enough like him. Their home is so rustic.
Very warm colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how things work.
Yeah, when they break, they stop working.
You only got a B plus.
Yeah. There were only two courses. Like, the kid took, like, art and gym.
Art and gym. Did he get an A in spare?
And this deadbeat has left his wife to take care of their entire house while he's gone. Yeah, so they're broke and he leaves her to do all the work. His dialogue is rather icy.
It's really bad. That was the weakest kiss I've ever seen.
I think it was intentional.
Oh, there you go. Oh, there we go.
And then they just started fucking in the driveway.
That's the X-rated parody. Come on.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know what that's called. Jack cum.
Jack cock.
Dad? Are you back? I was just dreaming that we had money.
That looks like a pretty well-off house.
Yeah, for a starving musician. He only pulls in, like, 30K a month. Why are they celebrating that? They're living in the snowiest fucking place. We've never already established that this is Winterland.
Oh, I think I know this song. No, I don't. Just starts, like, every bad 90s song.
Yeah. God, this music is truly terrible.
Do you hear the synth in the back?
Yeah. Oh, I hear it. Do you hear it, listeners? Do you hear what we're hearing?
Do you hear what we're hearing? It's shit. It's shit. We're watching lots of shit. The harmonica's back.
Yeah, only a snowman.
This is foreshadowing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's big foreshadowing. He's about to get chilled out.
Is the dog going to start barking?
I'm sure. There it goes.
Yep.
Oh, good. Promoting gender stereotypes.
They still do that in movies.
Girls suck. That's what Michael Keaton was saying by
the
that.
The weaker sex.
We obviously don't believe that here. We watch bad movies. Now for the hot chocolate scene. No hot chocolate. Why does he, like, burst into every room? Why do Americans wear shoes in the house? I don't get that.
It's weird. Especially in bed.
Yeah. Get your fucking shoes out of my bed, Dad.
You were just outside. Gotta be snowy. Your dick. My dick.
That was awkward.
Yeah.
The whole silence after that joke.
Yeah. Whoever edited this movie was like, people are going to laugh really hard at this.
They got like a little chuckle in the theater. They're like, shit.
Yeah, it was one guy at the back of the theater.
I get it.
Huh. Kid's an alcoholic. It's cool to just lie to your kid.
Oh, yeah.
At will. I wasn't there, you see. I was blind drunk and walked into the music store instead of the hospital.
I was on tour with my band that's moderately successful. It's better than your fucking birth.
Fuck, we're only 14 minutes in. The devils.
Always the devils.
What a fucking deadbeat. He's telling just like straight up lies to his kid. I mean, like, that's going to happen later. Obviously, foreshadowing. But
Good God.
This is going to be a long, long movie.
Yeah, it is. Let's see how much is left of this.
Who wears jeans to bed?
Yeah. Michael Keaton does, that's who.
What? I'll kill him.
Like how he just accused her of cheating just now. He's just like, what does that mean? Do I have to fucking bash your teeth in?
Yeah, this is weird. How's this a kids' movie?
Take off your boots, baby. I want to suck on your toes. No, they're not. They're fucking like, they're living by themselves. The guy's never there. This is like the most fucking white trash family in America.
Sissy car, anything but a Jeep.
That's what they think open Denver, Colorado. Paid for by Jeep.
If this was made in 2014...
Drive like you have a big dick.
If this was made in 2014, they'd be smoking a lot of weed. Because it's Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, fucking right. I know singing is my favorite form of foreplay.
Yeah. What?
That's a weird like euphemism.
Yeah, that was, like, blatantly sexual.
You want a snowblower, baby?
Oh, wow.
What is this? What does that mean? Are you going to blow snow into me?
That's not a turn-on.
Is that cocaine, or... Your end. Domestic abuse. The J shot?
How? What? Oh, because his name is Jack.
Or because it makes the shape of a J.
That's just called a toe drag.
Yeah. I think this was written for Americans who don't know what hockey is.
That's totally a J shot, because it makes the shape of a J. I get it. I get it.
He's home for like 4 hours and then has to leave immediately.
I've got to go back on tour. Go fuck yourself, family.
To make $5 a night.
What?
Which somehow keeps my family in a fucking ridiculously nice house.
Yeah, that's lovely.
What does his wife do? Oh, there's Henry Rollins. He's got that weird patch of gray hair on the back of his head.
Hey. Hear the song playing in the background?
Hey! All right, well, that's enough of that.
What?
Ew. That's gonna make the ice very dirty. And cause some pretty severe frostbite. I don't think this man has those children's best interests at heart. Oh, he's recording. They don't have recording studios in Denver, Colorado.
Oh.
The kid just lies
a light check, and he's just down for the count. Oh, he's 99, like Gretzky.
We're gonna need a montage.
They're losing because Jack Frost isn't there.
Yeah. If only his father was there and believed in him. Oh, God.
Hey, you know, sometimes it's gonna get dark. I'm gonna whisper. Oh, he hit the post.
What a dick. If only he'd learned the shot that his father taught him properly.
You know, it's already 5-0. If you'd gotten that goal, his mom would have been proud. But no, you guys failed.
Now she's just going to be disappointed in him for the rest of her life.
Uh-huh. Because Jack Frost missed one game. Actually, probably missed the entire season, but this is an important game versus the Devils.
The rivals. Well, at least he's apparently home that night. They left their dog outside without a leash, like dirtbags.
They did it the second time. It was, he didn't have a leash the first time, too. I was going to comment on that It's very irresponsible.
Totally.
It's a cute dog.
They're in Denver, Colorado. That thing could get eaten by a bear.
Somebody could steal that. I'd steal that dog. You're mistreating that dog. I'm gonna take it off your hands.
My dog now, bitch. Aw, oh, he's all mad. She's all mad. Because he promised him.
Pretty sure I've seen this analogy before in movies. They miss a big game.
Oh, yeah. This is like deadbeat dad, like, stereotype, like, trope. It's just brought out in every fucking movie.
My dad was my coach.
He's not going to learn how to be a good dad until he's dead and a snowman. That's the premise of this movie. If you fail at fatherhood the first time, it's okay. Just come back as a snowman.
Just die and become a snowman.
Give him the old cold shoulder, which is going to have a different meaning in like 20 minutes.
You're giving out spoilers.
Spoiler, this movie is a piece of shit. I'm going to have to edit out all the fucking rustling you're doing right now. Your clothes are like goddamn fireworks.
It's like a cherry bomb going on.
It's just like, I just hear, like, it's like ASMR. Have you ever heard of ASMR? It's like this form of, like, video or YouTube thing where people record themselves, like, doing, like, sounds that are really, like, appealing to other people. So a lot of it's like, hi there, I'm talking to you. And this is ASMR. And this is the sound of my clothes. Like, I swear to God, that's what ASMR is.
That's amazing for missing the big sentimental speech.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. There's nothing that's going to be said in this speech that's worth anything. It's just like, I know I'm a shitty dad, but I'm following my dream, and so fuck you.
I don't give a shit about your dream. You're never going to become a professional hockey player. You can't even hit the fucking net.
Yeah, I'm going to be a musician, and you're going to be a piece of shit the rest of your life.
Try hitting the fucking net, kid. Yes. Yeah.
Well, this is dead air, and this isn't fun.
No.
He's promising him a vacation that he's never going to be able to make because he's going to die. He's going to die. Which is a weird fucking premise to begin a family movie with, yeah. Like, the father dies.
How does he... I want to see how he dies. That's the whole thing.
I don't think that is the whole thing.
I want to see how he's turned into his... Does it explain the, like, the
I think scientific... It's probably going to be that magic harmonica that they alluded to earlier.
That's it?
And he was singing the Frosty the Snowman, so probably his hat and the harmonica together.
Oh.
I like that the son is, like, drastically more responsible than the father. Uh-oh, a turn in the plot.
The problem is, I can't go on this fucking trip because you're a piece of shit, family.
The 1% that they're not sure about. Yeah.
That never fucking happens.
No.
Adults don't just make one. You can do it this day or forget about it. Yeah,
never again. Your dreams are dead. What? You have a family? Well, guess you don't get a career.
Is he going to throw it in the snow?
I hope so. It's not worth shit.
Or is he going to give it back?
Go fuck yourself, Dad. I don't fucking blame him. No, the guy's an asshole.
This guy's a dick.
It's like your dreams are clearly more important than your child.
It's a really weird tour van. Just like a red... Just a generic red van.
I don't think it's that weird, but I suppose.
Those glasses.
Yeah.
So 90s.
But I don't think those were even in style at the time.
Really?
Really. Oh, he's making the right call. I love that guy's got like the biggest Liverpool accent ever.
He's got it in every movie. I kind of like him, that actor.
Yeah, he's cool. Except he's in this movie, so he's...
Listen, he's the only good part about this movie.
Yeah, so far.
Jason's mom's offered to cook us Christmas dinner.
Christmas dinner. It's gonna be duck.
It's gonna... And a goose, maybe. Another
with
goose.
With some potatoes. What's he doing?
He hit the... Somehow he hitting the dashboard made the wipers go.
Oh, so his vehicle is just a piece of shit.
Yeah. I don't know why he just doesn't pull over and wait till the snow subsides.
Just do that. It's probably a better idea.
Oh, no.
Well, you're fucked. Oh,
you're done. Pull over, man.
Oh, and he died.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I'm pretty sure he died. I think that's the whole premise of the movie. So is this like a full year later?
I don't know. I didn't see.
I think she said Merry Christmas. But like, presumably this kid's dad's already dead.
That line after was gold.
Yeah, I never even met my old man. That's why I'm a bully. Like, fuck. Great, fuck you.
He's just trying to be a nice guy.
Yeah, he's trying to fuck the mom.
Yeah, he is.
Even no matter what he says about being a nice guy, he's just trying to get in on that.
Wait till he sees that he's not really dead.
Is this Cat Stevens that they're playing right now? Or just, cats or in just the cradle and the silver spoon. Or imitation. The poor man's boy, cat blue and man and moon. Editing this is going to be a fucking piece of shit because it's so long. I just realized the flaw in our plan.
How fucking long is this movie?
At least an hour and a half. And that's like a, that's a long movie for 98.
Yep. Unless you were Titanic.
Why does it have his band's logo on it?
No, I think it's just another Jack Frost branded thing. It's not the most original title.
No, but it's the same lettering as his band's lettering.
Oh, they just ripped that off the shovel company. That's how they got their logo for their band. They took it off a shovel.
Hey, that's sweet.
What did you just drop?
My phone. It's gone.
It's dead. It's dead. It's dead to me.
It's dead to me.
Eventually, I'm going to get tired of editing this podcast. Like, if you're listening at home, there's a ton of stuff that we've just left out of this episode because we make a lot of noise while we're doing this shit. And one day I'm going to just get tired of doing it, and the podcast is just going to be full of, like, clothes sounds and things dropping and us snorting and coughing. That's going to be the whole thing.
It's not going to be a fun podcast.
It'll be 2 hours of coughing and just various other noises. By the way, we missed a very touching emotional scene.
What is he playing with?
Coaster?
No, it, like...
It's weird.
Mac and I will be fine.
Yeah. You little shit.
Learn grammar.
If you could learn grammar, your dad wouldn't be dead.
It's not very... Oh my god.
That's just wasteful.
That is really wasteful.
They can't afford to do that. They've got one income now. Unless that guy had really
good insurance. Oh, he has to make it a perfect part in the middle.
Hopefully their dad had really good insurance. Or his dad. Oh, scathing.
Have you ever seen that frost in the window? That never happens.
No, not unless you have really shitty windows.
Yeah.
That's the only time that ever happens. So they clearly just have a shitbox house. He's just going to go over and kick their snowman. He's like, fuck you. I don't have a dad.
No way they're going to play. No. And I saw my reflection. Yes.
Damn.
And it's the Dixie Chicks version, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I actually really like this song.
No, it's Fleetwood Mac. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The Dixie Chicks version is bad, though.
Reflection in the snow-covered hills. All right, we gotta stop singing along.
The Smashing Pumpkins does this? Did it cover this
really?
Song?
Really?
Yeah. Dog's like, I'm sitting sorrowfully.
Yeah, on the snow. Dogs don't sit on snow. And you know they recorded this on a soundstage that's like 20 degrees. All that snow is like potato flakes. That's why you can't see his breath. I hate that. The snow always looks so fake to me. But we live in Canada, so we know. We know the difference.
We know the real snow. The Jack Frost Band.
God. What a stupid fucking name for a band. Like, it's so gimmicky. Like, nobody would actually listen to such a band.
Well, it's holiday themed, right? So you can't...
Yeah, exactly. Like, what do you... You don't listen to them in the summer. Children get older and... Yeah, okay. We shouldn't sing anymore. That's not a good idea.
The The hat is what completes it. You're right.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to come to life until he he blows on the harmonica. I like that for most children actors, the, like, crying is just rubbing at your face. Like, because they can't produce real tears or emotions.
No actual sound.
Just kind of wipe at your face and people will understand. What, did he just get cum on his face? No, he's crying.
No, he's crying, you fucking twisted pervert.
Did the snowman cum on his face?
That's really awful.
Yeah, I'm a sick fuck. I like that it matches the music. Like, he hit the right note.
They're like, all right, blow on this
one.
We
need a C sharp.
C. He's got a lot of cool bobbleheads.
Most of them are snowmen.
What?
Yeah, there was a lot of snowmen toys there.
But they're hockey players. Why would he have just snowman in the middle of hockey players?
That's I don't understand.
Confusing collection. Oh no, the CGI is going to be awful.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I love that we're like almost 40 minutes into this movie,
and he's not even his fucking snowman yet.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I thought this movie was a piece of shit when I watched it as a kid, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely did.
We definitely watched it at a family friend's house because mom didn't get it for us. And we're like, what the fuck?
I think we may have rented it on VHS.
Really?
Yeah.
Snow blowing around in different directions.
It's magic. It's not just snow. It's magic, too.
Is he going to be really sassy now that he's a snowman?
You have no idea how much sass this snowman's going to have. He looks like fucking Seth MacFarlane.
That is a really good comparison.
He looks just like him. Those beady black eyes and the eyebrows. Don't go in there, dickhead. You'll melt.
Fucking idiot.
Good lord, that's fucking terrifying.
Yep. What the fuck? Did I take acid? Nah.
I like that he doesn't have a carrot nose. It's just a little stub of coal. I hate when this happens. Like, he's like, no.
Oh, shit.
I'm a snowman again. Shit. I don't have fingers. This kind of makes me wonder if it's CGI or puppetry.
Definitely, you know? Puppetry. No cranberries.
No, you're a snowman. That's not how this works.
No shit.
Ugh. The dialogue.
Well, it's really a monologue.
Yeah, I suppose.
Wouldn't he come apart?
He should.
Oh, God.
He doesn't have underwear.
What
the fuck? Who fucking wrote this? I just want to murder them.
if the creators are listening to this, John doesn't actually want to kill you. He was just joking.
No, I do. I won't, because that's against the law, but I do want to murder you. You should die. If you created this movie, you should probably kill yourself. I mean, that's really mean, but I mean, just think about it.
Hey, you don't know what they created after this.
I love that this stoner, like, snowplow driver just pushes him right into snow. Like, fuck this kid, snowman.
He was jamming to his song, man.
That's the creepiest face.
It really is. Shake it off. I'll shake it off. There you go. He came apart.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
The puns. He really did it.
Give him a hand. And then he gives him a hand.
Ugh, it's a cork. This movie, ugh. Ball number three.
Probably this just worked checked out
my ass. Fuck, the fucking puns are ridiculous. I fucking hate this so much. Oh, God.
I've had to put myself back together after some rough nights.
Just stand still, you fucking weirdo.
There you go.
There gonna be a sexual relationship between the
yeah woman and the snowman? Yeah, there is, and it's disgusting. Like, what is happening?
Like,
can you? There's somewhere in the world where a woman or man actually does have a fetish for snowmen. You know that it has to happen because it's the world.
That's cold.
And they probably watch this movie, fucking all the time, and jerk it hard.
This like, is yeah, their shit.
Yeah, snowblower baby.
Snowblower baby.
That's what they're called. That's what the fetish is called. Snowblowers.
Yeah, I'm a snowblower. I really love snowmen.
They have Jack Frost and Blu-ray, and they have the director's cut.
The abominable snowman.
The abominable snowman.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Snow sluts.
Snow sluts.
Snow snatch.
Snow snatch.
There's like a whole market of porn that goes untapped.
Oh, I'm sure it's been tapped.
Oh, I'm sure. No, because you're a fucking deadbeat. She has to do everything now, you piece of shit. Because you didn't fix your car and you fucking flaked out on your responsibilities.
That's the first time I've heard that wife's name the entire Debbie? Movie.
Yeah.
Gabby.
Oh, Gabby.
Yeah. But see, that's the first time he's even said it.
Yeah.
They were just like, we don't give a shit about the wife.
Yeah, no, fuck her.
She doesn't have a name until about half, like,
she's almost not important. The only person who's important is Jack Frost. And that's basically a good summary of this fucking movie, that's is that if premise. It's just a name, yeah. It's not even fucking clever.
He's gonna get hit by a car.
The hockey coach.
Is that a fucking Hummer?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Oh no, it's a Jeep. Because if you don't drive a Jeep, you're a pussy, remember?
That's a huge Jeep.
Yeah. Fucking Henry Rollins, I've lost so much respect for him. He's a pretty smart dude. I don't know what the fuck he's doing in this movie. Yeah, that's if you're dealing with somebody else's death, not your own. Oh.
Yeah, just yell in the middle of town.
Yeah.
When you're fucking snowman. It's a good idea. He's got a Jack Frost band poster.
And the Colorado Avalanche pillow. Just in case you forgot that they're in Colorado.
With a hairdryer.
That's somehow cordless. Oh no, just unplugged. Oh no, it is plugged in.
They really thought it out. They were like, fuck you.
Yeah, how is this kid gonna kill his own father again? That's an appropriate response to that.
Yeah.
I would kept the fucking hot blower on.
Yeah. Don't just run away. You have a tool.
Also, I'm fairly sure there's a summer in Colorado. Like, this can't last.
No, this is the same year, I think.
No,
I
don't
think
it's a full... No, it's next year.
Oh, it's a full year. This is around Christmas time, though. This is before Christmas because she was doing your Christmas shopping.
That's right, yeah.
So it's a full year after.
Yeah. I think, anyway.
His dad's dead.
He doesn't care about anything anymore.
We're a bunch of assholes.
Let's harass children together.
My flesh! He threw my flesh at me!
Why is he suddenly good at this? He was never good at this in his life.
He's a snowman! He can... You know he's a snowbender.
Also, I'm just now realizing that they use this exact same gag in Elf.
In Elf.
But Elf was a good movie.
I loved Elf. That's a good Christmas movie.
The old wizard? What? What is that even a reference to?
Did he call himself the... Is that how cocky he is? He called himself the old wizard? The old wizard.
Oh, the old wizard.
The old wizard deserves a snowblower. Or to snowblow his wife.
Can you imagine if somebody's listening to this without watching the movie along with us? How fucking awful this would be.
We don't recommend it.
No. Don't just if you're doing that, turn it off now.
They're already too deep. They have to know how it ends by our commentary.
Yeah. His kid
is hanging by a tree.
By a branch. Oh, and he's going to lever up some sort of,
I think it's a catapult?
Yeah.
Like a
he's lowering his own ass so that he can catch his kid midair.
He caught him? Now that's landing. Oh, he lands right on it. Oh, right on the sled.
But the thing is, he just still fell from, like, almost exactly the same height. He didn't help his child at all.
He literally would have landed on snow instead of a hard sled.
Yeah.
Why do they have snowboards? Why do they just bring the snowboards to a school?
Because they're cool kids in Colorado. That's ridiculous. Slap him into ice? That can't happen. Not like becoming a snowman.
Duck. Oh.
Ugh.
That was bad.
Fuck. This is so terrible. And the children's snowboard stunt doubles that they used.
They're clearly 46-year-old men. Yeah. Professional snowboard. Oh! I want to hear a Willem scream.
Several of those kids were, like, crippled that day.
Good boob God. Joke. Two snowballs have just landed on the snowman. He played with them like they were boobs and then threw them back at the children.
Whoa. A giant killer snowball.
Yeah. That wouldn't actually happen.
No.
That would take like a week to make.
Yeah.
I've made one of those, but it takes like a week. Oh no, he's gonna he did a sweet indie grab over top of it.
A completely unnecessary trick. What? Number two?
They were just killed. Oh, okay, good. We're good.
Those children were just killed. And these guys are just traveling through a storm culvert.
That was bad CGI.
Yeah. The worst. This kid's good at snowboarding.
Why does he keep doing grabs? It's unnecessary.
Yeah. Considering the snowboard's attached to his feet.
Yeah. Just do the regular jump.
Time to split.
Oh, now they've got their snowboard.
Sled like a snowboard.
Oh, that wouldn't work.
No. Just not. Oh, the CGI green screens.
Green screen.
Oh, God.
So bad. Oh, no. Reminds me of Harold and Kumar when they're riding the cheetah through the woods, but that's deliberately bad.
Ugh.
You can't. That's physically impossible. Your feet would slip off.
Yeah.
How did his feet come off so easily? What is going on? Oh, and it hits him in the nuts.
Oh.
But that was the smallest branch that would not hurt. Through snow pants?
Let's just acknowledge the fact that Jack Frost, who's supposed to be an adult, just assaulted a minor.
Many minors.
Yeah, a whole group of minors.
But he's a snowman.
So he's a cool dad.
He's a snowman.
Literally a cool dad.
A cool dad. He's the chillest dad ever.
Ugh. Ugh.
No, that's not. No, that's not how it works. You ever see a fat snowboarder? No.
I'm sure they exist.
Not professional ones.
No, I guess not.
They're in shape. They're not balls of snow.
A dippy walk?
How does he walk?
What the fuck's a dippy walk?
Sounds like a Chinese food place.
See, the thing is, he can't ask questions like that because his dad doesn't know shit about him.
Then why was he scoring?
He was taking the face off.
Yeah, he's clearly not a defenseman. He wasn't even a wing before.
No, he was a center.
Really? Charlie boy?
That snow would hurt the face.
Okay, Charlie boy. Yeah. Anybody could fucking guess Charlie boy.
Yeah. Oh god, this kid is such a terrible actor. This is bad. This is like the worst. This is not even a fun movie to watch. this is brutal.
How is there 39 minutes left? What is fucking gonna happen in 39 minutes?
I have no idea.
They already went through montages. There's like been three montages. Don't go inside, you're melt.
Snow peas. He's supposed to like them because they're snow peas.
Looks like the car from Jurassic Park. Sneak out the back. How did he move that big snowman?
Yeah. What happened to that giant ass snowman?
Wouldn't you just be upfront about it? Yeah, I'm a snowman now.
That's not how movies work. Oh. We don't use the word Eskimo anymore. You fucking racist piece of shit.
That's a terrifying, terrifying snowman.
Yeah. The Seth MacFarlane man. He looks just like him. It's so creepy. I think that's creepier to me than the snowman.
I want to kind of write Seth MacFarlane and tell him to watch this movie. And yeah. Be like, can you please make a Family Guy reference to this? Making fun of yourself? Because it would probably be perfect.
This is David Cross.
That's David Cross. For just like a few seconds.
Just the voice in an ad.
Hey, David Cross, do you want to be an advertiser?
Yeah. That's another one.
Another one.
I wonder if he'll be in the movie later.
I think so. That's the guy from the band?
No, that's the hockey coach, remember?
Okay, but who's... That's not Henry Rollins?
Yeah, it is. Oh yeah, in real life he's from Black Flag, yeah.
Warm front.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Ugh. I love that the like parents in movies like this, the kid says something totally fucking insane, and rather than like question it, they're like,
okay,
all right,
you moved a maybe 80-pound snowman by yourself.
It makes sense. I got it.
It's cool.
That dog to change his tan.
That dog is extremely well behaved.
Yeah, that's how dogs are supposed to be, I guess.
I guess, but. Just sits there.
Mom, I'm trying to watch the weather. And she doesn't question this. This fucking kid is not a regular kid.
No child watches the fucking weather. Oh, fuck.
Did you spill?
No.
Oh, okay. You just knock shit over again.
It's just a whole bunch
of... Good old Alex knocking everything over.
It's just a whole bunch of bad sound effects.
You think Michael Keaton was just throwing up between takes? He's like, fuck, this is awful.
It's the worst movie I've ever made.
Yeah. I think it might be Michael Keaton's worst fucking movie.
I'm pretty sure it is.
But this was like during the lowest point of his career, though, I think.
Well, he did a better Batman than Val Kilmer, so.
I liked Val Kilmer's Batman. Or, I hated George Clooney.
George Clooney, that's what I meant.
I liked Batman Forever. It was a stupid movie, but I loved it.
Was that the one with Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
And
Tommy Lee
Jones. Tommy Lee Jones.
So good.
Actually,
we might have to watch that one. Because that's pretty bad, too.
No. The George Clooney one is bad.
Oh, yeah. They're really bad.
We have to watch that one.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Schwarzenegger. Mr. Freeze.
I want to watch that. I want to watch some of the Twilight movies. I want to watch Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, yeah.
All of this, listeners, in future episodes.
Sir. Now they're going shopping together.
But like the thing is, he's dragging a snowman down the street.
Why is there a middle?
Hey, that's one of the Lawrence brothers.
What?
The one on the left there, he's one of the Lawrence brothers. There were like three of them. They were in like all the Disney shows when they were kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Put that kid on a fucking watch list.
Yeah, really. Oh, it's a terrorist project. That's good.
Used to be a keyboardist in a band, now he works at a hardware store. The death of Jack Frost changed things for a lot of people.
Why is he wearing a coverall? People in hardware stores don't wear coveralls.
Yeah, I don't know. He just... It's for style.
That's like a... If he was a carpenter, he'd wear a coverall.
What? What does that? What? What does that even mean? You're a man. It's right to be. No,
you were
angry.
Mad.
Oh, you're mad.
I thought it was your man. I was like, wait, no, it must be your mad. Are they gonna skate? Yes, they are gonna play hockey on. Would his limbs be able to move? Okay, his limbs can move.
Oh, now he's just skating somehow.
He's just sliding, I think.
Yeah, but he's got excellent control for an inanimate or an animate blob of snow.
Did he make his own stick?
Yep.
Oh, God, no. That was a bad shot.
That can't happen. The sticks don't work like... Oh, God.
You can toe drag it like that, but you have to have a curve on the stick.
Yeah, a regular stick, not a branch.
That was on the ice. That was bad. They make that...
Only when he's a snowman can he teach his son important lessons. He's a snow family man. There's a lot of wood?
I don't know.
He just perforated his own father.
Multiple times!
Yeah. Yeah.
Dad, are you okay? I just shot a fucking rock through you.
No, son, I'm going to die again.
You killed your Seth MacFather.
Ah. Again, an appropriate response to his deadbeat snowman father. She's got to get into the Christmas, the spirit of Christmas. She can't be a good white Protestant if she doesn't get into the spirit of Christmas. Again, an accurate statement. He's just appeared to his 12-year-old son and is trying to explain to him, like, I'm a snowman now, but listen to me.
You got to take care of your mom now, because yeah. I'm a snowman and I can't love her. He's there a lot.
Yeah, he's trying to bone the mom. This is a town that just worships winter. Like, that's all they do.
This is the only time when they're happy.
Yeah.
In the summer, they're like, fuck my life.
I wish it was winter. Then we'd have something to do.
Too many fucking mountains around. God damn it.
Yes. Yes, she does. And you are. Because snowmen don't come to life, and this is all in your head.
Just a little concern, that's all. Pepsi ad.
Nice. Gotta love good old product placement.
The bully's learned his lesson.
I don't know about that. That may have been like a, you'll get your shit
later.
No,
he was smiling, like, genuinely at him. Yeah. Oh. Shiverfest.
Shiverfest? Jesus Christ.
Like, not Winterfest or Winterlude or anything like that? Yeah. No. Frostfest? Nothing?
Frostfest. Now life is empty.
Nothing. So I'm trying to bone your mom.
So I just thought, I'll try to give it to your mum.
I'll try to give it to your mum. Try to stick it in. Let me give it to her.
Jack Frost always seemed really happy. So I'm trying to get the pussy that he was having.
We're stupid.
I am sorry if you're still listening to this. I truly am. Nobody's gonna listen to this. This is really brutal.
This is bad. But nobody's gonna sit through the whole fucking movie of this.
No. I wouldn't blame them. I wouldn't sit through it without our commentary, let alone with it.
It's just us hanging out.
Yeah,
talking.
Yeah, talking like excessively so that you can't hear what's happening in the movie.
We like talk through the most sentimental moments.
We're gonna put one of these up next month. Please don't listen to it.
Please don't.
Don't just save yourself.
Unless it's a actually genuinely bad movie that's not this bad.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think like they're just gonna get worse from here.
I don't know. I think anything is better than this.
Well, who knows? I mean, there's some really bad movies. Sex Pot's coming.
Sex Pot!
That's coming in April for 420.
Yes!
It was about life.
It was about life.
There was a deeper meaning, wasn't there, Dad?
What do you think? Okay, nobody sees that he just talked to a snowman?
He's just traumatized. He's fucking strung out on Xanax, just trying to deal with it.
Where the fuck did she come from?
She's standing on the other side of the van.
Why are both the doors open?
I think they're picking her up.
Oh, okay.
He's going to make a move at the coach guy, and the coach guy's going to freak, because that's how these movies work.
I'll have to
come. Yeah, you'll have to come.
Shake it? Does that mean move?
I guess. Like pick up the pace, Charlie. Or just shake your dick. Maybe that's what that means.
Shake
just,
it.
Just jiggle it. All these kids have very sparse hockey equipment.
Yeah.
Real hockey equipment takes a lot more room than that.
Yeah. You can't fit like six guys in a van and all their hockey equipment. That's
not
like
possible.
Six big duffel bags.
Very, very not possible.
Of equipment. Oh, they said ass.
Oh, man. They're probably allowed one of those.
I hope Michael Keaton had like a psychotic breakdown during this movie. Like, I can't fucking do it, man.
It's like J.J. Abrams playing that.
Like, I wrote Lost.
The old J shot. Oh, man, he's good.
That was the easiest shot. Like, you can. It's just a wrist shot.
The kid can. Or the dog cannot pull you. Like, that's like 100 pounds of snow.
Didn't the kid just score?
I thought, yeah. So it should be 2-0 at least.
No. Jack Frost's son just scored.
Yeah, I know. And then some other kid scored.
So it should be 1-1.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So no J shots yet. Oh. Smoking hot asphalt. He's just going to be
ahead. Why is there a kid just down on the ice?
He's just going to be ahead by the time he gets to the arena. No, run fast.
Your what?
My Tootsies is... I don't know.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Ugh.
He's gonna see Jack...
That transition was... That wipe was terrible. At least he's in cold now.
Oh, the easiest move.
He flipped the puck a little bit.
That was not it.
Not...
And it's 1 second left, too. But there is a... You can tie it and still get a point in House League hockey.
Yeah.
Is that the bad guy? Is that the bully? Oh, he got it coming. He had it coming there.
Must be.
No, they would Zamboni. What?
Yeah, no, that does it. Like, whoever wrote this just has no understanding of, like,
skate on this used ice to ruin our ice.
They don't, they ha- and, like, the kid's, like, already undressed. And he's melting in the arena for whatever reason. It's cold there. That's what ice is.
He's melting by the fucking second.
He's still an ice truck. The mountains.
How are you going to get him there?
Exactly.
Like, that applies.
Yeah. It's all right that he just fucked up your day.
Because he's a deadbeat. Like, any actual father wouldn't tell their kid, don't tell your mother this thing.
That I'm a snowman.
That I'm back to life at all. Like, it's funny that he, like, wants to make a difference in his kid's life and everything, but has no concern for his wife. Like fuck my wife, I won't talk to her.
Resurrection is a pretty big fucking thing.
Yeah.
I can only think of one example, but Jesus didn't just, like, hide out and be like, I'm not going to tell people that I love that I'm back to life. Just going to keep it on the DL.
Yeah. Only tell my boys.
My boys! Well,
actually, that's what he did. He just told the disciples. So that's exactly what he did.
Yeah. I guess so. Because he has a bad experience with snowplows.
What is he doing?
Sharpening his skate.
The hardware stores don't do that.
Yeah, they do. They totally do that.
Oh, I guess Canadian Tire and stuff.
Yeah.
But not like a Home Hardware.
No, probably not. Steal a truck. Grand Theft Auto. Let's add that to this whole shebang.
That's what they're going to do. The flying nursery truck. I'm dying, Charlie.
I'm dying, Charlie.
You gonna let me die again? He's mall grabbing. Oh, he mall grabbed. Oh, and he stuck his skateboard in the snow. Why was he skateboarding in the first place? Stupid. More stupid.
Little baggy pants.
Baggy pants, snow punk.
Snow punk should be like a new trend, like steampunk. It's like steampunk before it got like hot.
Snow punk. Just wear Christmassy stuff where it's not Christmas.
Yeah. And like,
I'm snow punk.
And like snowboard goggles.
Snow punk. If you see us wearing snowy stuff or goggles
in the middle of the summer, it's we're just like trying to push snow punk.
We're just snow punking.
Snow punking. Jesus Christ, just pull that out on him. It's like,
can the kid open his eyes?
No, he's super baked.
I just smoke
snow wood. Dad's better than no dad. That's what he just said.
Oh god.
He spilled his slushy all over himself.
Was there a stop? What?
I don't know. Somebody was in the wrong, clearly. Yeah, no, he was in the wrong.
He was in the wrong. He didn't stop.
I love that we watched for that, like... Like, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Like, who was making the traffic accident happen.
Hey, we gotta know these things, okay?
Good God. Happy inspirational music on the way up the fucking mountain. I'm so glad that there's only 14 fucking minutes left in this movie. It's like, it's killing me.
Does that mean he's gonna live in the mountains forever?
I don't know. I can't remember how this happens. I thought he melted and died.
For real?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Pine Top.
That's 71 miles.
That's a long fucking way.
That's a fucking... How much is that? Like 100 kilometers?
I don't know, actually. I have no idea the conversion. I think... I don't know. I think a mile is longer than a kilometer.
Yeah, so it's like a long fucking way. I think that's like 200 kilometers. That's like 2 hours away.
Wow. £550
for a snowman?
Yeah,
I don't know if that's true.
I don't think that's true either. That's the fucking thing about this movie.
They're playing hard and fast with snowman logic, because like they like for a while he was light enough that like he didn't kill people when he fell on them and shit, right?
But is he gained weight? But he lost all
he
that
lost
weight.
It and then he gained it and. They're playing real hard and fast with this.
Oh, yeah.
Also, that kid just jumped off a moving fucking truck at the top of a mountain.
Also, why is that guy going to the top of the mountain in the first place?
It was like some sort of Christmas tree nursery or something. The whole economy of Denver, Colorado is apparently based around winter.
It's based around winter.
There's no other shops. Well, they found him a permanent home. Oh, and they broke it into somebody's house. Or maybe this is their place.
No, this is definitely just.
But weren't they going on some sort of vacation before?
Oh, yeah. They're finally lodging.
He just realized that he didn't have to become a major musician to. Make a mark on the world.
In terms of snowman, you know, fiction, Frozen still takes the cake.
Oh, fuck yeah. Frozen is the shit. This is...
Not heartfelt at all.
Garbage.
It's fucking awful.
I actually felt for Olaf. I don't give a fuck about Jack Frost. Why don't you come get him? I'll send him a finger every. I'll send you a finger every 2 hours if you're not here.
By the way, I'm a fucking snowman.
Yeah, a ghost snowman. Like, can you imagine talking to your fucking husband after a year, finding out that he's been like just chilling with your son for like a month?
I'd be pretty pissed. Honestly.
Yeah, I would be. Like, if your spouse just decided not to make their, like, existence known to you.
You can deal with it.
Yeah, just deal with it, bitch. Oh, it's Christmas now. I think that's the first time they said anything about it being Christmas.
The whole fucking point is gonna be nothing.
What?
Why?
He just spent like the whole previous day trying to save his dad.
What? No, that's false.
You're an idiot.
Whoever wrote this fucking movie has no idea about, like, winter or snow. Like, they wrote it from California.
Go to, like, Alaska.
Antarctica.
Yeah. Anywhere that's cold. Greenland, maybe.
Yeah. This is brutal. We're ruining this heartfelt speech with winter logic.
Fuck the heartfelt speech. Fuck this movie, man.
Oh, he has the harmonica still somehow? For fucking fuck. He doesn't have pockets. He's made that clear already that he doesn't have pockets. The fuck? Fuck this fucking movie.
Where did it come from? I hate you, creators of this movie. Michael Keaton, you disappoint me. Is she gonna kiss him?
I don't know. I fucking hope not.
That would be just too much. Too disgusting.
Then he'd be snow spunking.
Oh, God.
Seth MacFarlane. What?
Oh, he has the power to just leave, I guess.
Okay. He dies?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, well, he just becomes a regular. No, he just disappears.
No, oh, he does. No.
What?
What? Well, hold on.
Why didn't he just do that the first time? Why didn't he come back as a person the first time and not a snowman?
I think he had to mean, like, learn the true power of love.
You look so opaque.
You look so bright. That was so unnatural.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No.
Stop.
Ugh. Arrête. Stop.
Ugh. Goodbye forever this time, for realsies.
For reals? You're not just gonna come back as a fucking icicle?
Jesus. I'm gonna come back as a sponge.
I'm gonna pass Jude fucking Law. Now that I see Michael Keaton, I kind of prefer the snowman.
Yeah. Yeah. Bleach blonde.
Bleach blonde hair. And that nonchalant kind of like leather jacket. And, yeah. Leather jacket and jeans and cowboy boots on. Okay, but they're just, they're the same in position as they were in the beginning.
I love that
when
like,
they died.
I love that like when he was like, "I'll always hear you." He's really talking about the fact that the wife is hanging out with that British guy. He's like, "I'll know if you're fucking him." I'll know if you're fucking him, Gabby.
Gabby, I don't even know your fucking name anymore. She is.
Oh, she's totally fucking him. Oh, and he's playing music again. And not the music that we're hearing.
No. That's a really cute dog.
It is a cute dog. That, the dog is the best part of this whole movie, frankly. She's wearing a floor-length skirt.
He got all the buddies back.
Yeah. Probably because he stopped talking to fucking snowmen.
What is this dog doing?
He's going to go get hit by a truck.
What?
What? What? The dog walking away had nothing to do with anything at all. Oh, it was Jim Henson.
Jim Henson.
Jesus Christ. This is so... Well, thank fucking fuck that that's over.
I want to see the credits and see if that was actually
Was it actually...
Oh, yeah. Whether it was really David Cross.
David Cross.
We'll see.
No.
Well, maybe. They might have the voiceovers after the everybody else.
No, stunts.
We'll see. They're more important than, like, just a voiceover.
Sometimes I like reading names and just seeing some funny names.
Yeah, like Mindy Toback. What the fuck?
Dave Crevelin. Crevelin?
Crevelin.
Crevelin.
I wonder if he spelled that wrong or if his name is really Crevelin.
What is that picture? Oh,
Snowman.
Snowman. Your leave is a...
Jesus Christ. Well, that was that.
That was a fucking
for whatever
train
fucking
wreck.
Reason. But so thank you for tuning in to We Watch Bad Movies. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And tune in next month. We'll have another terrible fucking movie. I'm not sure which one yet.
We apologize.
Yes.
For if you fucking sat through that thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's painful.
I'm sorry. That was...
I'm just glad it's over.
And I don't know why we're going to keep doing this, but we are.
It's going to be fun. But
anyway.
It's going to be bad.
So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next month.